Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio. You gotta get on the radio.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Hour number two. We're having a good time in here. You know, this show's all about home improvement. Doesn't matter if you live in a Pearl District condo, Richland Ranch House. I'm here to help you get that project started, planned, and completed. But to get you on the radio, you got to do something. You got to grab that phone call, phone and give us a call. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We're talking home improvement today, and I wanted to talk a little bit about kind of cost versus value. You know, there are so many times that when you get into a project that you don't know if you're going to get the value back out of it. And when you're getting the value back out of it, you're adding value back to your home. And that's the fun part about that. But when you've got to think of this as a part of your investment, because one of the things that I see out there are there are people out there that are very worried about getting every dollar back. And, you know, to be honest, when you're working on a home improvement project, it's very hard to get every dollar back. You'll get a lot of it back and you're going to improve your living quality. But that's one of the biggest things, because if you don't have that out there as part of your plan, I don't want people to expect to go out and put a brand new kitchen in their home and expect to get 100% of that back right away, because the numbers just don't work that way. One of the things that I wanted to hit here is the Remodeling Magazine comes out every year, and I'm not going to do 4 hours of this like we've done in the past, but I do want to touch on this because cost versus value from Remodeling Magazine came out. And I tell you what, it's a very valuable tool that's targeted to the Pacific Northwest here. They have certain areas around the country they do this stuff with. So it really gives us an idea of what things cost, because building materials cost differently in different places and labor rates are different. But in the Northwest, it's kind of interesting. So if I go down the list here and say, okay, what do I get 100% of the money back with? Garage door replacement upscale. That is 130% of your money back. So they're saying your job cost on an upscale garage door replacement is $3,500. You get about $4,581 back. That is an impressive number. And for you to go out and spend money and then to add more to it than what you're spending, that's a pretty good one. Another one I thought was great was manufactured stone veneer. You know, putting that new stone in the front of the house and dressing it up. You get 128.5% of that back. So in round numbers, you got $8,200 of job cost. Resale price out of that, you're getting $10,500 back out of it. But you know something? It's interesting, because when you look at this stuff, many times the number one thing that comes back is stuff that helps that very front of your home. It's that curb appeal. Curb appeal, in generally speaking terms, will get you the most of that return out of your money. And that's what's kind of cool, is if you go do that front door or any of these other things, you get a lot of return back, where really, some of the worst stuff that you get back, which is interesting, are things that you wouldn't think about. A master suite addition, upscale. Now, this is doing an addition on the back of your home or the top of your home. And there are a ton of descriptions that you need to follow with this. That is one of the rules that I want to say as a caveat with the cost versus value. They claim out specifically what they're looking at in there. And we'll get into that in a minute here. but they will describe out what it is. If you're thinking something different than what's in that description, or a higher or a lower grade material, then those numbers are going to drastically change. But if you look at a Master Suite Edition upscale, they're saying in the Northwest, you're going to pay $264,500 for that, but you're going to get $147,000 back. So if you're doing that project and you think you're going to get twice that money back, you're not. You're only going to get about half that money back in the resale value. There's a lot of things to this, too. If you've got, you know, the smallest bathroom in the neighborhood, you can change those numbers a little bit. But again, these are on average. But some of the things I want people to realize when they're planning projects, and that's why I want to talk about this today for a minute, was when you're planning projects, knowing what that project's value is. There are so many times that people go, oh, I'm going to do a full bathroom model. I'm going to gut that thing, and I'm going to have somebody come in and do it, and I got $5,000 burning a hole in my pocket. Not that easy, my friends. It's not that easy. Because if you look, a bathroom model, mid-range, you know, I'm talking laminate countertops, I'm talking basics, that has gone up to $20,161, and the resale value is about $16,000, so you get 80% of that back. This is your typical hall bath that when you walk in, you got a bathtub at the end, little vanity, toilet. By the time you replace everything in there and follow it, that's $20,000 if you're hiring somebody out there. And if you got lead paint or you got asbestos, that number changes as well. So I want to really talk about that for a second, because that's where these numbers are that you've got to be careful with out there. And it's part of that planning process. If you're going to hire somebody to do this, kind of have a good idea what this is going to cost. Now, if you get into the upscale version of that, you know, you're going to get into the bathroom model upscale, $64,076. Now, when you're talking about the basic one, and that's kind of interesting as well, when you talk about what the basic bathroom remodel is, a bathroom model mid-range, that you're basically going to update a 5x7 foot bathroom, which is what we talked about. You're going to replace all the fixtures, include a 30x60 porcelain and steel tub with 4x4 inch ceramic tile Saran, new single lever temperature and pressure balance shower control, standard white toilet, solid vanity counter with integral sink, recessed medicine cabinet with light, ceramic tile floor, vinyl wallpaper. Well, guess what? They don't talk about a new cabin in there. And I don't know too many people out there that are putting in the very inexpensive porcelain on steel, which is generally one of your least expensive bathtubs. And I can't tell you the last time I put 4x4 tile in somebody's bathroom. That is, again, your lowest cost tile option in many cases. So $20,000 gets you very entry level if you're hiring to have this done. Now, if you're going to do it yourself and you want to learn these skills and you want to do some of these things, that's a great time to do it. You're going to save yourself a ton of money, but you got to do it right. Especially when you're dealing with water in a shower. If you install that incorrectly and you don't waterproof membrane things right, you're going to have mold and mildew and rot, and you can create a massive problem by not taking the time to do it correctly, which is going to do further damage to your house, which means maybe a year or two later, you're re-gutting out that shower and doing it all over again. Nobody wants to be doing that. So when you're talking bathrooms and stuff like that, kind of know what you're getting into. Entry level, $20,000. High end, $60,000. That's for just a regular bathroom. So these are things, again, that you want to think about. Now, when you get into kitchens, we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. Those are some big numbers as well, and I'd love to touch on that when we come back. Well, 877-733-1011. I want to hear your stories and experiences with all this remodeling stuff as well, just as soon as Around the House returns. To go in a short time to get there. Welcome back to Around the House with Harry G. You know, next week we're going to be broadcasting live from the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show. That is the Portland Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show, February 2nd through 4th, Oregon Convention Center, Hall C. I'll be out there with Western Construction Systems, which will be a ton of fun out there. So if you're in the Portland area, I want to see you out there. Come say hi, come see the booth. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, you know, this segment of Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Western Construction Systems is hiring full-time crew members offering competitive benefits. To apply, visit westernconstructionsystems.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. Well, I'll be running out of their booth next week. That's going to be a lot of fun. I always like those live remotes because people can come up and say hi and even ask those home improvement questions right there. So that's always a ton of fun. Well, you know, I was teasing ahead a little bit here, and I do want to get your calls here because we're going to run out of time on calls here in a little while. So 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Any of those home improvement questions, I'm here to help. Well, I've been talking in the meantime, you know, about cost versus value of planning those projects and making sure that you're doing kind of what's right for the home and to set your expectation because, you know, HGTV, DIY Network, all these home improvement shows put out costs and they kind of set some expectations with people that, you know, you can do a lot for a low amount of money. And you're right. But when you're watching a lot of these shows, there's a lot of these shows that have a lot of donated products to it. So you'll go, wow, they just remodeled that kitchen for 10 grand. You're right. They did spend $10,000. But the labor was free, the cabinets were free, the countertops were free, the appliances were free. And one key when you're watching these shows to pay attention to them, look at product placement. You know, if you're watching it and you see the Whirlpool truck show up to drop off appliances, well, then I got a good chance that those appliances were given by Whirlpool. And more importantly, they even paid for advertising the show. So a lot of these things happen. If you see a product name in there, I tell you what, if they don't want that thing in there, you will see more tools out there. And I can't tell you how many red tools I see that are Milwaukee out there that somebody has put a piece of black tape across it because, well, they didn't pay to be in the show, but the tradesperson likes to be using Milwaukee. They just don't want the name in there. So you're going to see a lot of that out there, but pay attention to brand names. If it's in there, it's probably not in the budget number. And so that's kind of a key to watching home improvement television because there are some costs involved in those things, and that's how they pay to get a lot of these shows produced is, well, of course, advertisers, but that also doesn't show up in the budget numbers either. So that can be a big problem. Well, you know, the average kitchen remodel here in the Northwest, mid-range, every year you watch this go up a couple thousand bucks a year. You know, it was just a few years ago, it was in the $59,000 range. Now it's $65,692, and you get a 67.8% return on it. Now, if you want to kick that up a notch and do the upscale, $129,000 for that with a 61.2% return on it. So let's talk about what they describe a kitchen remodel to cost because, again, like I was talking earlier, it's about the description of what they're saying these averages are. And this is Remodeling Magazine, Cost versus Value. They actually go through and talk to tons of remodelers and they look at stuff and come up with this way of coming up with these prices for everybody across the country. So they've done a really pretty, really good comprehensive job of putting together pricing of what things cost. So your major kitchen remodel, what they call mid-range, I kind of call it low-end, but it's they call that a mid-range kitchen. So you're going to update a 200-square-foot kitchen with a nice functional layout of 30 lineal feet of semi-custom wood cabinets, including a 3x5-foot island, laminate countertops. This isn't quartz. This isn't stone. Laminate countertops. Standard double-tub stainless steel sink, which is going to be a drop-in stainless steel sink with a standard single-level faucet. New energy efficient range, ventilation system, built-in microwave, dishwasher, garbage disposal, custom lighting, add new resilient vinyl flooring, finished with painted walls, trim, and ceiling. Basic kitchen remodel. I'll tell you what, most people, unless they're really on a tight budget, don't put the laminate countertops and the sink in and the vinyl flooring in. Many times they're putting in the hardwood floors and all those other things. Well, let's step over to the description of the major kitchen remodel. Upscale. Same 200-foot kitchen, 30 lineal feet of the top-of-the-line custom white cabinets with built-in sliding shelves and other interior accessories, stone countertops with ceramic or glass tile backsplash, built-in refrigerator, that's spendy, commercial-grade cooktop, vent hood, wall oven, built-in microwave, install high-end undermount sink with designer faucets, water filtration system, add new general and task lighting. Anyway, you're putting all these things in here. That is more common of what most people when they envision a new kitchen remodel to have. Now, in there, they do have a built-in refrigerator. A lot of people don't spend 10 grand on a built-in refrigerator or more. You can spend 15. You can spend 30 grand on a built-in refrigerator. But nonetheless, there are things in that. But still, by the time you do that, you can spend 100 grand really quick on a kitchen remodel. So those are things that just by comparison, you should be keeping an eye out, because if you want to do an update, that's one thing. I love doing little updates where you go in, maybe you're going to swap out the hardware, you're going to throw some new appliances in and do something like that. That'll buy you more time out of that. And that's where you can start to really save some money, because those little updates can kick you up a notch by putting new hardware in, painting some cabinets, doing something like that. You could buy some of that money back and you can upgrade that fan hood. There's things like that you can do to kind of buy yourself some time. But, you know, they say out there on average, a kitchen, a full lifespan of a kitchen is 25 to 30 years. So when you're talking to insurance companies and things like that, where they have to figure out what that lifespan is, if you've got a 30-year lifespan on a kitchen, there are so many kitchens out there that I know and that have that and more out of them. So that's when it becomes kind of hard to go in and update 30-year-old cabinets. You're really kind of at this point part that you should be starting to think about maybe doing something new and getting yourself into those new materials. Because these days, if you think about when you're doing kitchen design, this is another tip when you're thinking kitchen design specifically. When you're doing a kitchen design project, think about how that, you know, if you've got a 1966 kitchen, what was going in a 1966 kitchen? Maybe somebody had a radar range, but that was kind of before that time. You know, that was toaster ovens and a few things like that. But you don't have all the accessories you had today. You don't have all these mixers and different baking sheets and, you know, trash cans that pull out. All these things of how we designed it. I mean, they were primarily boxes to put things in, and you had a couple drawers. And nowadays, you've got all these different things you're putting in a kitchen, especially if you're one of those Food Network people that loves to use all the latest cool new tools. So you've got to think of those cabinets as almost your tool chest in the kitchen for storing things and making it simple and making it easier to use. Because these days, with the new products out there, one thing I always do when I'm designing a kitchen out, I put in the new motorized auto-open trash container. So you put it right next to the sink and the dishwasher on the other side. Now, with the auto-open feature that Bloom makes, I can bump my knee up against it. If I got chicken hands, you know, I've been getting that chicken ready and I don't want to touch nothing. I can bump it with my knee, throw all my stuff away that chicken was packaged in. I didn't touch a handle at all. And then if you've got like one of the Delta faucets that sit there in auto touch, where you don't just have to just automatically turn on, you can wash your hands without touching anything. It's not a bad way to go. Well, we've got calls coming in, and when we get back, we'll be taking calls and talking more home improvement just as soon as Around the House returns.
Thinking of you, couldn't get you off my mind. Wanted to make that too. I dreamt a happy ending. I guess dreams don't come true. You never loved me, but I'm sorry for loving you. So tell me what.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Listen to little Jade again here, J-A-Y-D. Love that kid. 17 years old and rocking it out, living that dream. Well, hey, we're talking home improvement today. We want to get your calls, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. You know, I got to tell you this because it's an important announcement. This segment Around the House is brought to you by our friends at Adair Homes. Building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com. You know, if you need a house built, those guys have got the program. And I tell you what, there's something interesting about Adair Homes that's cool. A little bit different than many of the other builders out there. And they actually have this massive warehouse where they put together all your materials that come together into your project and they ship them out as a package. So many times a custom home builder will have the appliances show up and this kind of stuff. They actually can load it up and get it out to the job site and have it all ready right there. And so what's cool about that is they also can buy that in bulk. So instead of these guys buying just one thing at a time, they add a lot of value to it by putting that stuff together. Heck, they even own their own cabinet company that's a massive state-of-the-art cabinet company, but they put their own cabinets in and then sell them to other builders out there as well. So can't tell you there's too many people out there that are home builders that actually have their own cabinet shop to put stuff in together. So you want to see something that's kind of built from the Northwest, it's not a bad way to go. We've been talking, building things and getting value out of them. And that's a big deal because I don't care what you want with your, when you're doing home improvements around there, you don't want to be throwing money away because money for anybody is something you don't want to do that way. So some of the things that I have on here that I thought were kind of interesting on this list was, vinyl windows. They say that upscale vinyl replacement, your $16,000 in round numbers, you get 86.6% back. If you're $19,000 for wood windows and you get 83% of that back. So not bad as far as the efficiency stuff goes. One thing I did like on here that I thought was really good, siding replacement, because you know something, that affects how your house looks. But if you do a mid-range siding replacement, $15,500, you get 98.5% of that back. So again, you think about the stuff visually you do to the front of your house, you get some dollars back on that. And you know something? I like that. Just like when you get into, a steel entry door replacement, they're saying that costs about $1,500. You get 91.9% of that back. But you know something? Some of these projects like door replacement, if you're fairly handy, that's something that you can tackle yourself. And when you're doing that, it's kind of cool because you can actually dive into that and make it a DIY project, then you're getting a lot more of it back because you're not paying for the labor. So that's some of the beautiful things about doing DIY projects. And I tell you what, there are so many times if you're stuck on DIY project stuff and you're working on a specific model lumber, like you're working on a water heater and you want to find a video of that, you can do something pretty cool with that and get into the model lumber and have specific answers. Let's run out to Casey. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi.
What can I help you with today?
I have a question about an existing glass block window.
Okay.
It's in the master bathroom. It's about 6x6. It's an exterior wall.
Okay.
And I'm doing a bath remodel. My architect gave me some plans. We're going to move the shower into that corner. But looking ahead, glass block, is it out of trend? Should I pull it out? Can I keep it?
Glass block is definitely something that was kind of a big, 80s, 90s thing that went a long ways back then. And I'm not the biggest fan of glass block and exterior walls because, especially if it's in a shower or something like that, because they can always just seem cold. And It's not my favorite with that. Where's it going to end up? Is it going to end up just on a blank wall? Is it going to end up in the shower? Or what's it going to do?
Well, I'm tearing out a shower, a soaker tub, glass shower combo that takes up about 10 feet in the bathroom. And the architect was moving a new shower into the corner, which utilizes the glass block as one of the walls. I'm not complete on the design, but I'm just wondering if I need to pull out that, basically just pull it out like a window and frame it in or maybe put in some other form of window. But
I'll be honest, if
ahead to 10 years, 15, how this is going to be looking.
Glass block and showers is tough to maintain because you got all that grout and stuff in there between it. And that's the tough part. If it was my house, I would probably replace that with a window. And with today's shower systems and stuff, you can put in if you use like one of the Schluter systems or one of these brands of membranes that go behind that, you can install a nice window in there that'll take that water and it'll take that moisture, and you're not going to have leaking problems with it if it's installed correctly. Mm-hmm. And, they'll put tempered glass in, and you're going to have something that's going to be a lot more efficient and just easier to maintain. And I think with that, it's going to kind of take that, 90s feel of the glass block out of that space, and you're going to have probably less design challenges trying to make it look relevant with the rest of the beautiful things you're going to put in there.
Okay.
But and I think you're going to get some better energy efficiency out of it as well, which doesn't hurt.
True. Okay. That sounds like great advice. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Casey. Thanks for listening to Around the House. These are big things when you're diving into things like this. And the other thing you have to think of, you know, when you're thinking about the bathroom, it's so easy to get caught up in what you're going to do in the bathroom like that. But you also got to go stand outside and see what it's going to do outside, because that window from the outside plays a key from that elevation is a key piece out there. And so if you're going to change that window up, you need to make that make sense. But I have no problems putting windows in showers like that if you put a new one in and you make them energy efficient. Because I don't know you, but if I go to a shower, I don't want this cold, drafty thing in there, because that kind of ruins that experience. And then you're cranking the heat up more, and it's just not a comfortable thing to do. And I don't think there's anybody out there that likes taking care of grout. Now, when you're working with grout, there's new grouts out there that you can use, from the epoxies to the urethanes and stuff out there, that are a sealed product that you don't have to go through and clean. Because if I yell out to all you folks out there listening to the show right now and put a raise of hands, how many times have you sealed your regular grout in the last 6 months or year? Nobody tends to go and do that. And technically, you should be doing that every year, going through and cleaning the grout and sealing it, if it's just a regular concrete grout, and putting a decent sealer in there. But I tell you what, nobody wants to go dive into that project in the bathroom, because it's not fun. And usually by the time you do it, it's almost too late, because it's gotten really dark and nasty, and whatever that's in that, it's growing. You got a mess going on. So, you know, it's one of those maintenance things that with grout, if you've got the concrete style, regular, typical grout that they've used for years and years, need to get back and seal that stuff, get it cleaned and seal it. And if you put a new grout, make sure you're using one of the new grouts out there, from the epoxy to urethane. Those will work really, really well. Now, as a DIYer, what I would always recommend is playing around with a little bit of that. Take some old tile, put some, play with that a little bit, so you're ready to use it. Because what happens is when you use grout like that, it's a lot harder to use, and you got to use it in many times smaller batches to do it. But because it's colored, you need to make sure that you mix it correctly. So I always recommend with people, especially on the DIY side, if you're using the urethane stuff, make sure that you just get the urethane grout that is pre-mixed, and that way the color matches every time and you can go through it. Otherwise, you could have multiple color grouts in there and you got a mess going. All right, we're coming up to the last segment of the show. When we come back, we're going to wrap up talking about cost versus value in some of these projects just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We are coming into the last segment here of our two-hour program. And if you just are joining us right now, you can go back and take a listen to the podcast here. If you go out to aroundthehouseonline.com, you can find it there. And we've got it on SoundCloud as well as iTunes as well. You know, iTunes takes a little bit of time to get up there. So after we post it, they take their little bit of time to get up there, but you will find it there. But if you got any questions after the show is over with, all week long, just write to ATH@KXL.com. That will get an email that goes right into my inbox, and I can try to help you with that question. And follow along all week long. You're going to see a post by me up on Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, because there's a ton up there of content that I put up each week. You can go up there right now. A lot of the things I talk about, I put up on their sheet to take a visit at. As well as next week, if you're in the Portland area, I'm going to be at the Build, Remodel, and Landscape Show at the Oregon Convention Center in Hall C. And I'll be broadcasting live from there, doing Around the House at the Western Construction Systems booth. So take a look there. I want you to come out there and say hi. Let's hang out together and do a radio show, because we could have a good time out there. And it's all about having a good time. And let's do some live radio together. And I know Western's going to be there. We're going to be having just a good time. And please join in. Well, we've been talking about lots of cool little home improvement tips today. But with the cost versus value report, I just wanted to kind of wrap this up in a nice little bow today, because there are so many great projects you can do yourself. And with a little bit of research and a little bit of time, a lot of these things you can do as great DIY projects. But the tip is making sure you're doing the safety and doing it right. You know, And I'm as guilty of this as everybody else. I can't tell you how many times I'm ready to shoot a little video or something like that. I'm like, oh, I forgot my safety glasses. I got to do this again. Make sure you do it. And they are getting so good at building more comfortable safety equipment out there. I was in the 3M booth, and they're not an advertiser or anybody else with the show, but I was in the 3M booth. And, you know, 3M is a huge company, and they've got all these new safety equipment stuff. And they had really cool safety goggles that were awesome, that had little pads around them so they'd seal off your glasses. And I don't know how many times I've been using safety glasses. I'm doing the right thing, and I get a little piece of dust in my eye or something that comes in. And it's super frustrating when that happens, when they've come up with an option for that. They even came up with a full face dust mask that has this little rebreather looking thing that goes in your back. That's for people like, Dan and I that have beards, that we could actually use a respirator with the big beard not getting in the way. So I'm like, hey, that thing's beard approved. I like that. I'm cool with beard approved respirators because there's options for that. And maybe those guys will send me one that I can play with, because otherwise it's kind of hard using respirators with this, and this beard ain't coming off. So I'll have to deal with that part later. But anyway, that's part of the thing with this stuff that I really like, is that they're really thinking through safety gear out there. They had this guy that I thought was pretty risky, and this guy, you want to talk about being comfortable with product performance. There's a dude up on four sections high of scaffolding, and they were showing fall protection devices, and he would step off the scaffolding with the fall protection device. And they had a self-rescue thing on it where he could actually pull the string and it would lightly lower him down to the ground up to 100 feet. So if you fell off a building and you're hanging there upside down or whatever and you couldn't climb yourself back up, that you could actually pull this cord and it would slowly release you back down. And I thought that was super cool because they just keep coming up with better and better things. They even had a pole that you could mount up to hang it off if you're up on a roof or something like that, that you don't have a way to tie off to. They came up with a system for that as well, where you could come into the forklift and set this thing up. So lots of cool safety stuff out there. And I know safety is kind of a boring topic, but I tell you what, it's great until, that stuff can really save you tons of time in the hospital, because I've seen safety gear save people tons of times. Heck, I wish there was one time I was setting up a home improvement store 20-something years ago and I fell out of a racking and I wish I'd have been tied off. Nowadays, you are. So these are all kind of things that you really got to pay attention to, because all it takes is once. All it takes is that piece of metal to get in your eye or breathing stuff you shouldn't be breathing into, especially in today's chemicals and everything else like that. Respirators with dust, we're not as tough as we think we are with this stuff. So dive into the safety stuff. Get those safety glasses on, because just like I say with table saws, there's tons of great table saws out there, but I wouldn't buy anything else besides a saw stop out there, because I kind of value my fingers, and I'll pay a couple extra bucks for that to keep them attached to my hand, because that's a lot cheaper than what my insurance deductible is going to be, because that's what it is. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to Mixmaster Dane Vodder for making the show sound great. And, of course, Donovan Sargent, who rocked the Communication Center again today. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. We want you to join us next week live from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, and designing for remodeling and renovation of your home at the Home Show. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G. LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2017. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's AroundTheHouseOnline.com.